ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म पूर्वैरपि मुक्षुभिः कुरु कर्मैव तस्मात् त्वं पूर्वैः पूर्वतरं कृतम्। भगवद्गीता 4.15 Krishna is telling over here that Arjuna, please, Arjuna, follow those who have acted wisely in the past. Now, evam jnatva, knowing this, kritam karma, do your work, do work. Purvair api mukshubhi, as has been done in the past by the mukshubhi, the seekers of liberation. Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam, therefore you should work like that. Purvai purvataram kritam, as those in the past have acted. Now, initially the verse might seem tautological, that the same thing is being repeated. But actually, there is a significant difference. Even first half is saying that in the past, those who were seekers of liberation acted thus. Acted in this knowledge, evam jnatva kritam karma, having acquired this knowledge, those who are seekers of liberation acted in the past. So therefore, you should also act as those who in the past have acted. Now, the important thing to recognize in situation is that the emphasis on following the predecessors. Krishna can refer here to the predecessors, to either Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanaham Avyam Vivasvan Manabe Praha Evam Parampara Praptam. It was mentioned in 4.1 and 2. Imam Raj Rishi Yogita. So the saintly kings of the past. And it can also refer to 4.10. where Krishna states, Pūtāṁ bahavo jñāna tapasā pūtāṁ adbhāvam āgatāṁ, that many in the past have been purified with austerity of knowledge and have attained me. So, here, the important thing is that this is a time-tested process, Krishna is saying. And therefore, you can follow the successful to be successful. One of Arjuna's prominent concerns was that fighting in the war will cause bondage. And he doesn't want to be bound by karma, especially by sinful karma. So, of course, purva evam gyat purvai rapi mukshubhi, this can also refer to the third chapter where it was stated that karmanaiva samsiddhi mastita janakadaya loka sangrahameva api sampashyan kartum arhasi, in 3.19. Krishna stated that Janaka and others, just by karma, by doing their duty in a detached way, they attain perfection. Karma naiva is amsiddhim. By doing karma itself, they attain perfection. So here, Krishna is essentially telling Arjuna, you don't have to renounce work, renounce attachment to work, and work with detachment. This is how people in the past have worked. So evam. Now what does evam refer to over here? Thus, usually this is a connecting preposition which focuses on linking the past in a summarizing sort of way with the what is going to come in the future in a text. So, in the previous verses, Krishna has stated that मां कर्माणि लिम्बन्ति न मे कर्मफले स्पृहा इति मां योगि जानाति कर्मभिर्न स बध्यते. दोज हु अंडर्स्टैंड माय ट्रांसेंडेंटल पोजिशन एंड वर्क अकॉर्डिंगली दे डोंट बिकम बाउंड. सो हियर वी सी द सिग्निफिकेंट डिफरेंस बिटवीन वॉट कृष्णा हैज सेड इन 3.19 और इवन 4.12, 4.10, especially 3.19 and 4.12. And here, 4.15. That is, the jnatva evam jnatva kutam karma, that knowledge which is to be had, is not just knowledge of how I am different from the body and therefore I needn't be entangled in the body. Rather, the knowledge he is talking about is the knowledge of Krishna's transcendental position and our connection with his transcendental position. To the extent we connect ourselves with Krishna, to that extent we will be able to rise above material consciousness. So the key point of the discussion here is that Krishna is saying knowledge will purify and knowledge will disentangle. Not only will, it has disentangled in the past. It has liberated in the past. When Krishna said in 4.10, Bahavo Jnana Tapasa, many have become purified by knowledge about me. And they attained my nature. That is, Krishna is spiritual, Krishna is transcendental, Krishna is liberated. So they also became liberated like me. So Krishna is reiterating that point for emphasis here. And in between, from 11 to 14, he has talked about his position and his reciprocal, his transcendental position and his reciprocal disposition. So that means that Krishna is not motivated by any selfish concerns as are people who are in material consciousness. And when people recognize that, that is, Krishna is transcendental, and by entering into a devotional mood while trying to do one's work to serve him, by that mood we also gradually attain transcendence. So this is just this section where Krishna talks about himself from 4.5 to 4.14 is a preview of what will come in the middle chapters of the Bhagavad 7 to 12, which is the Bhakti section, focuses primarily on Krishna. Here, Krishna talks about himself primarily to, because Arjuna has asked a question in 4.5. Aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvatah katameta vijani amtvado proktavanati. Actually, Arjuna asked this in 4.4. And Krishna responded by, when Arjuna asked, if some god is senior to you, how could he have known, how could you have instructed him? So Krishna told about his eternal transcendental supreme position, and he's linking that back with the topic of karma yoga here in this verse 4.15. So karma yoga also gradually leads to liberation, but when ultimately it culminates in bhakti, and bhakti yoga much more swiftly and easily leads to liberation. So bhakti yoga is not the focus right now. That will be the focus in the middle six chapters. But still, because Krishna, in response to Arjuna's question, has talked about his own position, so therefore he also says that his understanding, his position, is
the means for gaining liberation, and many have got liberation in this way. After speaking this, Krishna will return back to the topic of Karma Yoga from 4.16 onwards. So, ...3.19 primarily talks about liberation through Karma Yoga. Then 4.10 talks about liberation through Bhakti Yoga. And 4.15, by repeating about the role of knowledge, Evam can be a summarization of what has been talked immediately in the preceding five verses. Or it can be talked about, it can refer to the general philosophical knowledge about working in detachment that has been talked till now in the Gita. Either way, Krishna says that acting in knowledge of the soul's transcendental position and ultimately of Krishna's transcendental position, that will lead, that is the time-honored, time-tested way to gaining liberation. Thank you.